Welcome everyone. We're about to begin Be'ez Hashem BPM share number 148. That's by Splimi Shir for Men, share number 148. So we're in the book, The Win-Win Marriage by Cheskel Seltzer. And we're going to get to the heart of the book, Building Your Bias. One quote, he says, "The only place where success comes before work is in the dictionary. In order to be successful, you have to work hard." And that is the idea. You got to umatzasa tamen. You work hard and you find it. That's what you believe. And every husband has the ability. Provide the tools and then you work towards building this bias. And Abayi Latar Messiah saying Hashem helps. Hashem helps beyond imagination. One Yisayid, again, this is Stephen Covey, who wrote a beautiful book called The Seven Habits of Highly Effective People. He wrote, "I'm not a product of my circumstances, I'm a product of my decisions." And this is sometimes hard to swallow because we sometimes have difficult nisyonos in situations that come up that are circumstances that seem very hard, often seem insurmountable. But to believe in our nekudas habechira and, of course, emunah v'tachin in Hashem, and we turn to Him and we have an address to go to, that's a decision too, to apply emunah, apply betachin, and put in the effort that's required of us. Then you start believing you're not a product of your circumstances, you're a product of your decisions. And therefore, all these things that we say about, you know, I married, this is the way it is, and married the wrong person type of thing, and this is the, no, you're a product of your decisions. And he's going to go through now Rabbi Wolbo teaching two life-changing principles, and then with a side of the Maral, which is the foundation of Shalom Bayis, and we're going to go through some of those Yisaidais today. Rabbi Wolbo explains that there are two worlds, two spiritual dimensions. This is in his book, Olam HaYedidus. It's brought down in Ali Shur as well. We live always in one of these two worlds. And he gives an example. Just like rubber trees grow in the Amazon rainforests, but you can't find them in Scandinavia, and spruce trees thrive in Scandinavia, but they don't exist in the Amazon, so too these two worlds are different mindsets altogether. One of these worlds are called Olam HaYedidus, the world of connection. And that world is characterized by love and harmony and joy and confidence and optimism and faith and generosity and peace. That's the world of connection, Olam HaYedidus. And then there's another world called Olam HaZarus, the world of estrangement, characterized by animosity and resentment and disharmony and sadness and anger and fear and criticism and jealousy and worry. A person will believe that he's like a circus rider. He's between these two horses. Either he is jumping into the Olam HaYedidus, the world of connection, or Olam HaZarus, the world of estrangement and separation. So that you think you can do both at the same time. For example, you're very, very happy that your brother just got engaged, and at the same time you're very angry at your wife. So you think you're in two worlds. Or you're worried about paying an electric bill, and at the same time you're optimistic about your mother's health, like you're in two worlds. But in truth, you're never in two worlds at the same time. You can only be in one world at a time. You can go from world to world, which means that if you're angry at your wife, at that mode that you're angry at your wife, you'll be critical of your coworkers, depressed about your lot in life, and jealous of husbands who don't have to deal with those quote-unquote shenanigans that you have to deal with. And when you step into that Olam HaZarus, that world of estrangement, you step into all-encompassing environment of negativity. Now, we don't notice when we change from the Olam HaYedidus to Olam HaZarus, from the world of unity and connection to the world of estrangement. We don't chap. Why don't we realize it? Because the furniture doesn't change. In other words, you just made a profitable business deal, so you're happy now. You're in Olam HaYedidus, right? Then your wife comes into the living room and announces that she invited the Weinsteins for a Shabbos meal. Now your mind is racing because you don't really like Mr. Weinstein all too much. He brags, and you don't like the way his children act, and sometimes Your wife compares herself to Mrs. Weinstein and it makes what you want to vomit and all that stuff. You're sitting in the same place. Your living room looks exactly the same, same sofa, same carpet. But that critical attitude in your mind just shifted you from that oilam hayididus of when you were thinking about that profitable business deal to this oilam azaris. Do you know which world you are at any moment? That is the idea. You have to be aware of your feelings and know which world you're inhabiting. So an anecdote that he brings down over here, he says, I spend much of the last 2 years in Olam Azaris, in that world of estrangement and separation. We were married for just a year when my wife wanted to fly to Cleveland for her nephew's bar mitzvah. It was my father's yard site and I wanted to be at my own shul to daven the Amid, and she took the baby and went without me, and I felt resentful for much of the last 2 years. So that created a separation. Instead of working through it at the time, or even afterwards, just making peace with it and dealing with it and working through it to get to that Olam HaYedidus, he remained stuck in this Olam HaZaris, in this world of separation, because of this particular upsetting event. Scientific research confirms Rav Wolbow's model of living in two different worlds, of living in two different mindsets and their effect on the individual. There's a highly esteemed research group called HeartMath, verified studies conducted by Stanford University, talks about how positive and negative states manifest itself in distinct, measurable, different heart rhythms in your body. HeartMath research has demonstrated the different patterns of heart activity which accompanies different emotional states, that have distinct effects on your cognitive functions and your emotional function, that during stress and when you're experiencing negative emotions, your heart rhythm pattern is erratic and disordered. And the pattern of neural signals traveling from your heart to the brain is a higher movement there, which limits your ability to think clearly, limits your ability to remember and learn and reason and make effective decisions. And that explains why we often act impulsively and unwisely when we're under stress. Our heart's input to the brain during these stressful and negative emotions have a profound effect on the brain's emotional process and reinforces that emotional experience of stress. In contrast to this world, a more ordered and stable pattern of the heart's input to the brain during a positive emotional state has the opposite effect. It facilitates cognitive function. It reinforces positive feelings. It reinforces emotional stability. And learning how to generate increased heart rhythm coherence by sustaining positive emotions will benefit not only your body, but how you perceive and how you think and how you feel and how you normally perform. So the idea is that positive emotions in general, when you have positive emotions, Trach gut wird sein gut. Think good and it will be good, because it includes self-inducing positive emotions that shifts your entire system into more coherent physiological mode that's associated with improved system performance, improved ability to self-regulate, and improving your overall well-being. And he has a pattern here. He shows scientifically how heart rhythm patterns are very, very different when you are in that frustration, anxiety, worry, irritation mode, as opposed to when you are in a positive, emotional, appreciation, love, and care mode, where your heart patterns are totally different and much calmer. So the idea is to spend as much time away from the Olam HaZaris, away from that world of disunity, and to go into that Yesod of Olam HaYedidus, the foundation of a harmonious marriage. And that is the idea. In the Olam HaYedidus, you're loving. Olam HaZaris, you're angry. In the Olam HaYedidus, you're generous. In the Olam HaZaris, you're resentful. In the Olam HaYedidus, you're happy, harmonious, confident, optimistic, trusting in Hashem, peaceful. While in Olam HaZaris, you're afraid and you're sad and you're fretful and critical and jealous and worried. So the idea is you choose to move into that more positive mode. The idea of letting go. Sometimes you have to let go. It's very hard not to let go, but by letting go, you're moving away from that Olam HaZaris into the Olam HaYedidus. Gives an example of letting go in a case where the wife was wrong about something. You know, wife insisted that they used for their son's bar mitzvah a high-end caterer. Kosher, but the kosher supervision was not the highest standard, and the Rebbe that the husband would invite and some of the friends that the husband would bring, they would not eat from this kosher. So he told his wife to please use a different caterer, a lower end with a better hashgacha. And she retorted that, you know, we could get airplane food that has a, you know, if you want the higher hechsher. And she couldn't be persuaded to change her mind. She was dead set about using this extravagant caterer with the lower standard of kashrus. So it was kosher, but just somewhat less acceptable. And the husband was very embarrassed. His own Rebbe didn't eat at his son's bar mitzvah. That was 6 years ago. And over time, this husband says, my anger settled in my heart like a low-grade feeling of resentment and grievance because she was wrong. And we went to marriage counseling. And the counselor heard about this argument, suggests that I should let it go. But letting it go implies that she wasn't really wrong, but she was wrong. And she never admitted she was wrong. And she never apologized. So why should I let it go? I'm right. Why should I relinquish this feeling when I'm right? And that's one of those difficult nisyonos. And we need to learn how to let go, which is a hard, understandably a hard thing. People stay in this olam hazaras, in this world of separation and estrangement, because they feel they're entitled to their resentment. But negative feelings harm not only one's marriage, but one's own health, as shown in hundreds and hundreds of studies. Yet people hold on for days, weeks, years, decades, because they feel they're entitled to their resentment. Even when they exit that door of olam hazaras, it's wide open, and they sometimes come back there, or they stay there. It's so sad. You know, he brings a very sad story about a we're gonna not talk about this story, but it's a long story about a Iranian refugee that lived in Paris's airport for many years, even though, because they were denied, he was denied his Iranian citizenship, and he was granted political asylum in other countries, but he refused to go there, and he stayed an extra many years in the airport in France, even though for 11 years he stayed more than he had to, even though countries invited him in, until he had ill health that forced him to be hospitalized. So this is the idea of staying in this olam hazaras, getting stuck in this resentment mode. So we have a choice, ultimately. You want to leave that world and go into the olam hayadidus. Don't fall into these traps. Don't fall into these traps. And how do you get there? Any act of giving will take you there automatically. Rav Wolberg says that the positive mitzvahs of the Torah is all acts of giving. And when you give, you're building that olam hayadidus. And that's the yisoid of Kol HaTorah Kula. Give your wife a small gift, which is chesed. Give her a smile, b'seiv panim yafos. Give her the benefit of the doubt, b'don l'kaf zchus, and you thank her and you forgive her and so on and so forth. Very, very important. And someone tried this. You know, the husband once said, you know, his doctor told him that his blood pressure was too high, put him in a no-salt diet. He read an article that's connected with stress. And so he had a marriage of 25 years that was always been stressful because his wife and him always argued. They never saw eye to eye. They argued and they were stubborn about their positions. Then he read about this spiritual GPS by Sarah Chavid Riegler about how to live with harmony and peace. Lay down these three steps. Connecting with our loved one, meaning our wife, giving her a smile, a compliment, emotional support, thanks, giving them a benefit of the doubt. And the article made me realize I was living in this world of estrangement, this olam hazaras. So I bought a lot of silk flowers on sale and decided when I was feeling resentful, I would give her a silk flower and a smile, which sounded ridiculous, but it worked. And my negative feelings just melted away. We didn't resolve the issue all the time. And I could get annoyed and go back to that olam hazaras. But somehow, just giving her that flower and smile changed the atmosphere inside me as well as between us. And over time, my doctor told me I no longer suffer from high blood pressure and I didn't have to just stick to a tasteless, no-salt diet. So, now what happens if your wife, you give your wife something and she's so angry that she rejects it? that very act of giving put you into Olam HaYedidus, regardless of your wife's response. That's the thing we're going to learn over here, that especially there will be times where she'll react the wrong way, a rejection. But if, don't react to her rejection by getting angry and critical. And then you go, because then you go get dragged down back into that Olam HaZaris. And it's within our choice to always enter that Olam HaYedidus. And again, like we always say, you daven for Siyata Dishmaya to help you get there. You ask Hashem to help you get to that Olam HaYedidus, to that world of oneness, to that world of love, to the world of harmony and peace. And you don't give up on that. And you keep on trying and you keep on working hard towards achieving that goal. And Habalatayim Messiah Noise Hashem will get you there, Be'ezus Hashem. Bracha v'hatzlacha.